This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your grease flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chains.
Here are your hosts, Kathy Kay and Tommy.
Hey, welcome to Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. You want to follow the show on Twitter, follow the show at Strict Anonymous, or follow me on Twitter at Cartoon Therapy. You can like my fan page on Facebook, which would be great just so I get another like, but I don't really do anything on there. But would you really read it if I did? I don't know. My Facebook fan page is under the name Strictly Anonymous Podcast. What else do I have to pitch? Nothing really, not right now. Oh, yeah, if you want to call into the show, that'd be great. I love to have all kinds of guests on the show with all kinds of problems. It doesn't always have to be about sex, yet most of the people who call in, their problems are about sex. So if you have a problem and you want unprofessional advice, because, you know, I'm no therapist, I'm not a professional, I give unprofessional advice. But if you're looking for that kind of advice, you know, write me an email at strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com and I'll have you on the show. Today I have on exactly that, a listener of the show who wrote in because she wanted to know how she could set up a straight up booty call or a sugar daddy situation for herself. Not just a booty call. It's like a booty call with cash, right? So that makes it more of a sugar daddy situation. She wrote in and said, you know, she's kind of looking for a guy that she could fool around with and get a paycheck at the end of the month. Turns out that her friend, actually a really good friend of hers, has that exact scenario. And she sort of hears about it all the time from her friend. And she's kind of jealous and wants the same thing. Will she ever find it? I don't really know. But we talk about how she could go about getting that situation in her own life, which sounds kind of horrifying because why would I promote that or help a situation like that out? But like, listen, you got to listen to the whole podcast because I think that sometimes in this situation, maybe it wouldn't be a good thing for a woman to do something like that. But in this situation, it sounds like this is exactly what this girl's looking for. She knows what she wants. She's really interested in just having meaningless sex or just having sex. She's really into sex. And she's looking, she really needs some cash. And she doesn't want a relationship right now. So that kind of situation would work perfectly for her. It's not like she's looking to do it with a lot of guys. She's looking for one guy, one sugar daddy. Can that relationship exist? Can she go out and actually find that? I don't know. I give her some advice that I think is kind of good. So that's what we discuss. We discuss why she wants to do it, what she wants to do with the guy, what kind of guy she's looking for. And we also talk about the situation that her friend has, which is very interesting, and what she does with that guy. They get into all kinds of crazy sexual stuff. And she's looking to do that same stuff, too. This girl's a girl who's pretty open-minded and is looking to fulfill a lot of her sexual fantasies with a guy who's willing to pay for that. So anyway, stay tuned to hear all about it. I'll be right back on with Betty Boop.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone?
To anyone?
Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story
and your anonymous name.
And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous.
Strictly Anonymous.
Hey, Betty Boop. Welcome to Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you're calling in. You're like really interesting. First of all, I'm so excited that more women are calling into my show. I would always put ads on Craigslist and I never got any women that way because most women are not on Craigslist sort of soliciting people, so they don't see my ad. So really all the women I get are actual listeners of my show, and that's your deal too. You said you were like scrolling through podcasts one day at work because you were bored and you found my podcast, and then you decided to call in because you've been thinking about something really interesting, definitely something I've never heard of before. Like, you know, and why don't you explain what it is that you wrote in to me and the question that you had?
Well, I wrote it to you because I'm single and I was looking for some sort to set up some sort of companionship, quote unquote, sugar daddy-ish situation with another man, because I was figuring I was looking to financially put myself in a better situation, and I didn't want to go on any websites or anything like that because of my job. I could potentially lose my job if I did something like that. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't know where to go to find this sort of older. I would like for him ideally to be older than me and more, you know, sophisticated than I am. So, you know, we could have some sort of rapport in order to, you know, I can give him companionship, sex, great blowjobs, and he could, you know,
do you swallow?
Financially help me. Yes. Okay. Maybe swallow, you know, a little bit, you know.
A little bit? What are you going to do? Swallow a little bit and then spit half? No, or I mean, swallow and spit?
No, no, I'll swallow it all.
Wait, so...
I'm not into bondage or anything like that, but, you know, I'm a pretty fun girl.
Right. So what you said, but you did say in your email this, and, you know, I didn't know, like, I was wondering, like, is it the question for you is, because you said in your email, would that... be considered, like, would I be considered a whore if I did something like that? And I was like, oh, is this girl sort of calling in because she doesn't know whether she should do it, or is she just calling in because she wants to and she really wants to know how to make that shit happen? You know, are you like...
Two things.
Okay.
I want to do it, but I also think in my mind, if any of my family or friends would know, they would think I'm sort of slut, so to speak.
Probably.
But, and also, yeah, of course, because I don't think that women get judged sexually the same as men do.
Mm-hmm.
So if women did half of the things that men do, we would probably be like the worst human beings on the planet. But it's still, whether you look at it one way or the other, it's still the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of know.
I've always been the person. Yeah.
You kind of know.
Go ahead.
You kind of know that people would consider that like a whorish thing to do, right? Like that's just what people would think. Not that it's right or wrong, and we haven't gotten into what I think about that or whatever. But you kind of know that that's the deal, right?
Absolutely, that I think that people would think that. So it would be a situation where I would want it to be discreet, of course,
mm-hmm.
and I would do my best to make the person happy, where we can set up some sort of situation where we meet up once a week, or, you know, we have certain days and times planned where that I see this person or what have you. I just don't know where to find this person.
Right.
And how to be as discreet as possible with finding this person.
Okay, so even though you know, right, that most people, your friends and family, wouldn't agree with it, you're totally okay with that, right? This is something that you still want to do regardless,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because I wouldn't tell them. Like, wouldn't tell them that I'm doing this, so.
Right. No, so that's why I was confused with your email, because I was like, does she really want to know, or does she already know? Like, you know, because when you put in your email, the last thing was like, does this make me a whore? It seemed like that's what we were going to sort of discuss.
I thought with emailing you this email that I would be judged, and I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I feel like the way people take it up in society, that people would judge a woman mm-hmm. for saying something like that, you know?
Listen, this is what I think in life, okay? It's like, it's how you judge yourself is the most important thing. What I think is the problem is when people do something that they feel is wrong, but they do it anyway. And whatever that is for you,
oh,
you
I don't
make
feel
up
it's wrong.
Right. You make up what's right and wrong for you. You know what I'm saying? So if all your friends could think it's wrong and think it's a whorish thing to do and think that makes you whore. But if you don't think that it is, then who's to say that it's not okay for you to do that, you know? And then we could discuss, like, how you do it and how to do it properly and all that kind of things. And, you know, I don't even know if I could give you that information, but we'll figure it out, you know? But it's mm-hmm. not anybody else's sort of business, you know, what's right or like. There is no right or wrong for everybody. It's really your own judgment. But the worst thing would be is you to do it. knowing or feeling like, or having some part of you that felt like that was wrong, because you would not feel right about doing it. But if you feel totally okay with it and you know that this is something you want to do and you go in very clear-headed about that, that's all that matters, I think, personally.
Honestly, I absolutely do feel okay doing this.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's good.
I have no problem.
Okay, that's good, because I did ask one of my friends, because I'm like, I thought you were calling in to find out whether a guy or men would think you were a whore if you were sort of soliciting them for money and wanted to set up that situation. I asked my friend, who happens to be the wealthiest dude I know, and somebody that would be the type of person that you could set up this kind of situation with, because he has that kind of money, right? And he has that kind of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of guy you want to sort of make this arrangement with if you do. And, you know, he was like, yeah, that would make her a whore. But I was like, okay, but like, so then my next question would be, is that like a bad thing? Aren't whores, quote unquote, necessary? Like, isn't there a place for that? Isn't that needed by men? And, you know, and isn't it a way for women to make money? Like a woman like you who has no problem with it, who enjoys sex, feels like they want to set up the situation for them and feels totally fine with it. Isn't that okay? And he said, yeah, sure. There's absolutely a place for it, but she just needs to know that that's does make her that, you know, the whore word. But like, you know, is whore a bad word? It depends on how you look at it.
I don't look at it as it being a whore.
Right.
Because it's not like I'm looking to set up multiple clients or something like that.
Uh-huh.
One companionship, sugar daddy relationship is good enough for me.
Right, you don't want to be fucking five guys for cash. You're like,
all I need is one.
You're like the lazy whore. You're like, I just want to do one guy once a week, and I want to make a lot of money.
And I will make him happy for the hours that we're together.
You what?
I will make him happy for the hours that we're together. It will totally be worth every minute of his time. Every minute.
Right. Okay. So let me ask. Okay. So you're that's the whole, like the biggest thing that I wanted to get past was that, you know what you're doing. You're okay with it. You don't really care what people think about it. You just don't want people that would judge you to know about it. So you're going to keep this a total secret. Nobody knows about it. Right. That's why you're calling into my show, because you need to talk about this. Right. Or you want to sort of figure
exactly
it out. Mm-hmm.
I want to sort of navigate how I get this done without it being a whole big thing.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. How long have you been thinking about this? Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
I've been thinking about this around about 6 months.
And like, do you know why? How it came up?
Your podcast.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I have another friend,
uh-huh,
who has some sort of sugar daddy situation set up already. And the guy, he treats her really well. They, every now and then, if she wants to go out somewhere, he takes her. And you know, all she has to do, I mean, not to say that this would be that easy, but all she has to do is give him a blowjob twice a week.
Uh-huh. And how much does he actually pay her something like,
yes,
like in a...
He pays her monthly. He pays her monthly.
How
much? He pays her $700 a month for, okay, two blowjobs a week.
Two blowjobs a week, $700. Let's do the math. I want to see how much she's getting per blowjob, because I don't know if that's so great. I think she needs a raise. Hold on. 700 divided by 8 equals... $87 a blowjob. Okay. So
she's happy with it because it pays more than half of her bill,
right.
So she doesn't complain.
Right, it's all relative. That's $700 extra cash in her pocket. And
exactly.
Let me ask you this: does she like that guy?
She actually has a good friendship, quote unquote, with the guy.
Uh-huh.
So they get along really well. So she has no problem doing what he's asking her to do.
Okay, and now do you know, like, has, obviously you know about her situation, so she's told you about it. How did that happen for her, and how did their relationship go from being friends to being, like, this arrangement? Like, how did she hook that up in her life?
Well, he's married and has a wife, and they used to work together. He used to be her manager, and he kept telling her that he wanted to have sex with her,
Right.
And one day she mentioned that she didn't have enough money to pay some bills.
Uh-huh.
So he said, I know a way where you can pay your bills and I get what I want and you can get what you want.
Right. And she said,
and that's
okay,
how she
put
fell
that on the table.
That situation. He put the number on the table. He said, I'll pay you $700 a month. All you have to do is blow me twice a week.
Right. And does she do anything else except blowjobs or just blowjobs?
Well, he just wanted blowjobs. If he wanted more, I'm almost positive she would charge.
Right. Let me ask you, is she dating anyone or anything like that, or is she single?
She actually is dating someone. She has a really serious relationship. That guy doesn't know about it.
Oh my God,
I love people.
Don't you love how interesting
God,
people
I'm
are?
Like, the shit that goes on this planet amazes me.
I want her
it
on this
really
phone call
does.
Too. Oh my God. Okay. I'm interviewing her next. Okay. So she has a really hard, she has a really serious boyfriend. And she's been doing this on the side and he has no idea about it. How long has she been blowing that guy for?
Almost 4 years. And of course his wife doesn't know that he's getting
right
side blow jobs. Almost positive. His wife probably doesn't care because she doesn't have to do the work. So,
let me tell you, exactly. I mean, I've been with some guys that just want to get laid so much that you're kind of like, can't somebody take over half the time? Like, you know what I mean? After a while.
Pack somebody else in and right. Let them do the hard job.
But I'm sure his wife's not into sucking his dick 2 times a week, every week, all the time, depending on how long they're married. Right. So, okay.
Yeah.
So she's been doing this for about 4 years. And eventually you're like, oh my God, I want that situation too. Like, you're working your ass off. How much you're making a week? You know, what do you have to do to make $700 a month? Like, probably a lot more at your office job, right?
Yeah, a lot more. A lot more at my office job. I like my office job. That's why I succeeded it. But I figure not many people can say, you know, they love their job. But I'm like, hey, if I could do that and do this, and I'm giving the best of both worlds,
mm-hmm.
why not?
Okay, let me ask
I
you this: is there any part of you that is it just like? The second thing I was wondering when I looked at your emails, like, oh, is this something that you want to do because you're kind of think like, oh, that would kind of be hot to have that kind of situation. And you know, so you would do it for not just for the money, but also for the sex, right? Or is it something strictly
absolutely.
For the money?
I enjoy sex. I really enjoy sex. I enjoy masturbation.
Uh-huh.
Anal is a little questionable. Depends on how many shots I've had.
Uh-huh.
But I enjoy sex, so if I'm already enjoying it for free and I can help someone else out in the same process,
mm-hmm.
why not?
Right.
That's
so,
the way I'm looking at it.
Right. Now, this is what I think in life. Now, okay, do you know about sugardaddy.com? Like, let's get down to the basics, okay? There's sugardaddy.com where you could literally go on there, and I think you even put in, like, the price. I remember seeing, like, a Dateline episode of somebody that got murdered on there, and, there's, like, prices that you put in there that you want to be paid on a monthly basis. Like, it's pretty much exactly what you're looking to do. And it's even got the title of, like, what you're, you know, sugardaddy.com. Like, have you ever checked that website out?
I didn't want to do that because, again, if something happens to slip up where my job would find out, I just didn't want to put my job at risk.
Okay, but do you have to put a picture up there? Like, of course you're going to make up a fake name.
When I went on there, I saw that you needed a picture, so I didn't want to chance it.
But let me ask you this: did you see whether you could just put a body shot? Listen, most guys are on, like, if they're looking for like a play toy, they're looking for your body shot mostly. Like, I mean, can you put a body shot and then like send the face once you've sort of vetted, you know, each guy to make sure that it's not someone you know and whatever, and then eventually send them? Can't you just set up an account where you have like pictures of your body and not your face?
I'm not 100% sure if you could just put a body shot. When I went on the website and I saw people's actual faces, I was like, okay, I'm not going to do that because I just don't want to, you know, jeopardize what I have going for my 9 to 5.
Right, but I'm sure there are so many people like you, okay, that feel that way. So I am sure that you are able to go on there and set up a whole account and put in all of your information, exactly what you're looking for, on sugardaddy.com, and just put in some face shots. So put in some body shots. And even if you have pictures of like with your face, just take it out. You know how to Photoshop, I'm sure, right? Just like, because listen, I have an ad on Adult Friend Finders for my podcast. And you know, most people there don't have their picture. It's like 50-50. I'd say there's a lot of people that just have like a picture of their dick, or girls have pictures of their tits. They don't have pictures of their face. So, you know, mm-hmm. I'm sure on sugardaddy.com, it's the same thing. So that's one angle that you could use. If you want a situation like your friend, okay, sometimes, what the fuck is that noise?
I'm pulling off the highway.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay, no. So if you want a situation like that, sometimes just setting the intention in your head and then going about your daily life, like eventually you'll bump into that guy, like in real life, you know, like the way your friend did it, like that more organic way of it happening where, you know, it just sort of happened. I mean, if you want to set it up like specifically, like this is what you want to do and you want to do it like a job, like you're going to have to go on a website or something. Like, well, how else is it going to happen? I don't know, you know, because most...
That's a good point.
Most women that do like sort of a sugar daddy situation, it's happened to them through just like something like your friend situation, you know what I mean? Or like these girls go out to places. This is the other thing you could do. Like they go out to places. People do this all the time in New York where like wealthy people hang out, right? You dress up really nice, go to places where you know that wealthy guys hang out, dress really nice, and go to those places until you meet a guy that you could have a situation. And just like your friend sort of like knew what she was looking for and knew how to play the guy so that he would offer her the situation, you could do the same thing. I think it's a lot of very wealthy men are very sort of on guard of women that are looking to just like take their money from them. Do you understand? So you
can't. I'm not saying just take the person's money. Because, you know, I'm also offering up companionship too. Not just, it doesn't have to be strictly sex all the time. Maybe the person is the one to talk to, or maybe they need someone to run errands for them.
But are you going
to,
will you charge them for that?
No, I mean, okay, absolutely not. I mean, you would have to obviously build some sort of rapport of the person to know that you can trust them and they can trust you. And then we would see where that would go as far as sexual things are concerned.
Right.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, it does. Listen, this is why it's like, it's good to sort of start talking about this to somebody, because you start to realize like, oh, like how much have I really thought this out, right? You know, I'm asking you certain questions and you're kind of like, it sounds like maybe it's the first time you're thinking about it that way or a different way,
It really isn't the first time I'm thinking about it. It's just, it seems more difficult to me of where do I go to find this person, because it's not like going out to the regular hotel and going to the bar and sitting there seeing what comes up. That sort of situation is, to me, it's pretty hard to come by if I, like, how I feel about it. Like, I don't feel like that sort of man actually exists and he's just going to fall out of the sky.
No, you're going to have to go out and get it either one of two ways. Either you're going to have to go on a website. You could put an ad on Craigslist without a picture. Do you know what I mean? And just run it all the time and start getting, seeing emails and put body shots. That's what people do on Craigslist. Don't respond to other people's ads. Put your own ad up, okay? Only put pictures of your body, right? And put exactly what you're looking for. Companionship. Use proper words so you don't get busted and cops don't come looking for you. Because as far as I'm concerned, I think prostitution is illegal. And like asking, saying, I want to give you blowjobs for sex. You know, you can't sort of put that out there, right? But there's a way to sort of say it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a way to say it where it's not exactly what. Or at the same, and what I would do at the same time, go find the, like, I don't know where you live. We don't need to know where you live. My show's anonymous, right? So, you know, go to, drive 40 minutes or 20 minutes or 10 minutes to the place that's closest to you that is, you know, has the highest paid men, and go to places, bars, lounges, clubs in that area looking as good as you could look. And start trying to meet guys and make friends with them. Because if you, that's another way to do it, like your friend did. Like that was a guy she knew who was her boss. And it just kind of happened naturally. So if you start going to like places where wealthier guys hang out, older men that are maybe looking for that, they work long hours. Maybe they have a wife already and they're just looking for some side action that's easy. Maybe they have to pay for it and it's just, that's a better situation for them. And you could offer that. That's, they're going to be in hotels. They're going to be in, you know, lounges of hotel. Like, yeah, that's a good thing. Like a really, like a 5-star hotel. Go to the.
They're going to be in unexpected places.
Not even. No, that's not unexpected. No, absolutely not. They're not going to be an unexpected. Those guys travel a lot for business. Go to the place that has the Four Seasons or the Ritz-Carlton closest to you. Okay, like a city, like a place where someone would be doing business. Go to the nearest city closest to you and go to the 5-star hotels and sit in those lobbies, sit in those bars and those lounges. I just said the most brilliant thing to you. See, I'm figuring this out as we go. I obviously don't do any kind of investigating before I get on a call. I just suss it out while we're talking. But listen, that's what you need to do is like go to those places. That's where those guys are going to be. That if you listen to my show, which you have, I know all these guys, they always talk about how they're always on the road and they're always in hotels. You know, the guys that have the kind of money that you're looking for, that's going to drop a lot of cash just for like some companionship and a side piece, they're going to be in 5-star hotels traveling for business.
Totally true.
Totally true. I know these kind of people. I live in New York City, so it's very easy. You know, those kind of guys actually exist here all the time. And there are bars that my friends who are looking, I mean, they're not necessarily looking like, they're actually looking for real boyfriends or like husbands, and they're looking for wealthy guys, right? So they go to certain places in New York where these kind of guys hang out, right? Do you live near any big cities?
I do. I live near a major city. I live near a major city.
Okay.
A really big city.
Okay, so you just need to find out where those clubs and lounges in that city exist. Where the older, go to older. How old are you again?
I'm 34, but I don't look 34.
Okay, what are your stats? Like, what are you, like, what are you on a scale of 1 to 10? I always ask everybody.
I'm an 8.5 for sure.
Okay, that's good. And you have a hot body.
Yeah, I have a nice breast, a big booty, kind of thick, you know.
Right. Okay, so, and you don't look 34. How old do you look, you think?
I would say I look around 28, between 28 and 29.
Okay, cool. So tell guys you're 26.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? Tell guys you're really
yeah,
up,
yeah.
But dress up really hot, make your, but classy, okay? If you're going to go to these places with wealthier guys, okay, you don't want to look like a cheapo, right? You don't want to give off that impression, because even if that's what maybe some people think you're doing and that's who you're being because you're offering blowjobs for sex, that's not really what these guys are looking for. Like, you want to class it up a little bit because these guys have cash and they're going to be in like nice places and they're more likely to come over and talk to you if it doesn't look like they're going over to talk to a hooker. Do you understand? So you have to dress really classy, even if it's you spend like, you know, $500 on like a really nice outfit, right? from so that you mm-hmm. look really good. And that's your like, go out and find my sugar daddy outfit, like whatever it is. It's an investment in your future. I just, as I'm talking,
I get what you're saying.
You could even return that outfit. Oh my God. People are probably horrified about what I'm talking about, right? Like that I'm giving you advice to go out and find a guy to just sleep with for money. But, you know, and but like spend a lot of money on an outfit. And go out and wear that same outfit every time you go to these places. Like I said, look classy, look amazing, get your hair done, get your makeup done, like make sure you look killer. And then go and sit at the bar alone and in any five-star hotel and do that for 1 month straight. And there's no way you won't meet a guy. You know what your problem will be? Which one do I do it with, Kathy? Like most of them are ugly. I haven't met one I'm attracted to, but like you'll meet them. You will.
Okay. I'm going to try this.
You should. But I just want to make sure that would you do, let me ask you this. Would you do it with a guy that you weren't attracted to, or is it important that you have an attraction to him?
I will say this. I'm at the point in my life that it might not be your looks that attract me. It might be your vibe or the way you carry yourself or, mm-hmm. you know, your personality. But to me, there are other things besides your looks that I might be attracted to.
Right. But I mean, is it important in this situation? Like if you met a guy, okay, or like say you take the Craigslist like route and instead of the going to the five-star hotel route, right? And you get a guy and he sends you a picture or you meet him at a bar and he's like 400 pounds and he's like a four, you know, but he's willing to do your situation. Would you do it?
It would have to depend on his personality, to be honest.
Right.
Because I think the personality is going to make or break that situation.
Will you make out with the guy?
Yeah. If his personality is good, I surely will.
Right. Okay. And now, do you feel like
you're... I'm a bit of a chubby chaser.
Oh, me too.
I'm a chubby guy.
Me too. I've talked about it on my podcast before, but like, I totally like bigger guys sometimes. Like, I don't know. There's something about it. Like, I don't have a problem with that at all. You know, women are very different than guys, you know, we're like more forgiving. Men are like ridiculous with their so picky sometimes, you know, with like when it comes to like looks and bodies, but like, I'm not really, as a woman, I've liked bigger guys. You're cool with that, right? So, but the whole point is, okay, so you're okay with fatter guys, so that doesn't mean something. But if it was someone that you found, like, I don't know, physically not attractive, would you still do it for the money, or it would have to be someone that
I would have to be something that attracts me. Even if it's not his look, it would have to be his personality. Something would have to attract me to the person in order for me to get wet and get some, you know, to get the juices flowing.
And you want this to be satisfying for you as well?
Of course. I like sex. I mean, what's the point of having sex if you're not going to come?
Well, you seem like the point for you is going to be like a paycheck. So
this is also going to be fun for me too because I enjoy sex.
Okay.
The added bonus is the paycheck.
Right. Okay. So you're really looking for a guy that you actually kind of like that will pay you to sleep with him.
Again, this person is not going to fall out of the sky.
Right.
This is such a far-fetched situation. Like, it to me, that's hard to find someone who needs some sort of side companionship. And
that you also like and everything. Attract.
Yes. That's, you know, because I'm pretty easy to get along with.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to see if he's easy to get along with.
Do you like older guys?
Yes, I do. Okay. I do. For some reason, as men get older, they get more
hot. Totally agree. I think so, too. Absolutely. What about, like, a 59-year-old?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So they have their own way of carrying themselves mm-hmm. that are so much different than men. Group.
Okay,
it's
so
actually mm-hmm. awesome.
So listen, I'm telling you, if you go to these five-star hotels, right, and hang around and open yourself up to talking to way older guys like 59, 60, 61, 62, like you will, and you're into that age thing. Like these guys that have a lot of cash, a lot of times they exude like you will be attracted to them because of their success and their power and their age. Like they always have this thing that does make them attractive, right? So that's really the pond that you should be fishing in. Very old and super successful. Those are the guys that have that kind of money to drop. And they do exist. It's not like someone has to drop from the sky. That situation is available and it's out there. Most people that want that situation set it up either professionally and they're sort of escorting. But that's like, you know, they have multiple people. You know, you're kind of looking for something like because your friend has something and you want that same thing, which is more so like, you know, one person that you could do it with.
Exactly. Just one. I don't need just one. One is enough.
Right. What is your history, though? Like, when was your last, like, relationship with a guy? Have you ever been married, or what's your deal?
I've never been married. My last relationship was about a year ago.
Uh-huh. And how long was that relationship for?
Oh, that relationship was for, like, 6 years. Okay. We were engaged to be married, but he wasn't really ready to take the plunge, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't going to make him or force him or, you know. So it like we're friends. We're good friends.
Oh really? Okay, that's cool. So it just ended sort of not in that bad of a way, but you guys have been broken up for a year. He's your friend. And you're not looking for any kind of relationship at this point?
No. No, not right now, no.
Would you be open to like just putting yourself out there to dating and just trying to find a wealthier guy and like so that you could sort of set yourself up with like a boyfriend that would like maybe help you out? Or would you rather do it this way so that you don't have to have a relationship and you just know that you have the money?
I'd rather do it this way because I don't really want a relationship right now. So this is easy. And plus, to me, I'm looking at this as like it's going to be fun, something new.
Right. Mm-hmm. You have to. Right. It's, you know, it's so interesting to talk to a woman, right, who is straight up being honest about looking for something that so many people would be super judgmental to. A lot of guys would even be judgmental to, not just women. I think a lot of men, because I think a lot of men's biggest fear is some girl is just going to use me for my money. Right. But you're letting it be known straight up that, like, guys with a lot of money using girls for sex, like, what's the fucking difference, right? Like, you're going to be giving them something in return. It's not like you're just taking their money for nothing. You want a situation where it's very fair and balanced, that the guy's getting what he wants, you're getting what you want. And there's guys with a lot of cash that have that scenario all the time. They hire straight up escorts, you know?
Sometimes I think at some point the guy who's hiring just escorts at some point would want something else. Like I listened to one of your podcasts and one of the guys said that, you know, sometimes he hired an escort and sat in the room and talked to her for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's right.
That's still companionship.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in another way.
Right. The only thing I think about, and we would need a guy on the call to find out the answer, is like, would a guy like with that kind of money, right, want the same girl all the time? Or if he has that kind of money, does he want to change it up all the time? You know,
he probably doesn't want the same girl all the time, but he has that kind of money. So he probably doesn't even have the same girl all the time. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You might have a situation set up with the same girl, but I'm pretty sure
there's others in the mix. Right. You want to just be one in the mix and you don't care. And last question for you. Do you feel at all that you would, like, there's a potential if the guy was, like, really cool and really nice that you could maybe get attached if you were, like, spending all that time with him? Or you totally know that for sure that you could do that situation and you would never get emotionally attached to him?
Well, I would like to say I would never get emotionally attached, but let's be realistic. I'm a woman.
Okay.
Women, we're emotional at times, you mm-hmm. know, because that's what women do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see myself getting attached. Let's never say never. So, but I really don't see myself getting attached.
Right, because you're not really.
But I don't ever want to say never.
Right, you're not really looking for a relationship.
I'm a human being. I'm a human being, you know.
Right.
And I'm not, you know, cold-hearted.
Right, but what if the guy was married?
If he was married, that's even better because it puts it into perspective that he's probably in a situation at home that he doesn't want to mess up. or yeah. leave.
No, you know what the Ray K said in one of the episodes, and you'll probably remember it when I say it. He said that, you know, some of the girls that are on there, like, they sort of don't want a, like, they're on there and they're doing the sort of escorting thing because they really like sex. They're not really good at relationships, and they want to be with guys that are unavailable, because then that creates the boundary for them, right? When you're sort of out and about in the real dating world, if you don't put those boundaries up, then everything gets so complicated, right? But when you go into situations, yeah, and then you might like somebody because there isn't that wall up there. Like, this is a sort of setup thing. He's married. I'm just doing this for the money, you know? But when you put that in place, then everybody knows the deal. And then it's easier sometimes, I think, for these women that he has said, for them to know what it is and for them to sort of like keep their emotions out of it because it's set up in a way ahead of time. So, you know, I'm assuming that maybe it would work that way for you. It's better that way for you too as well.
I would think so, yes.
Right.
I definitely would say so.
Now, does your friend who knows that you're looking for this, right? Does she know that you're interested in doing this?
We talked about it over a drink or two, mm-hmm. but her situation is like very isolated because it's not like he has a whole bunch of wealthy friends.
Right. Yeah. Because I was going to say, why don't you tell her like you're looking for, does she want to pass him along to you? Like, does she want to add you into the mix?
I mean, she really doesn't like pass him along because she enjoys what she's doing. She just happens to get paid for it. She's actually enjoying it and having fun with the guy. Like, they actually do things outside of him getting girl jobs.
Right.
But she's having a good time, and I don't fault her. She just happens to have the best of both worlds right now. You get to have your boyfriend at home, and you get to have this other guy. You guys occasionally give him blow jobs. You go out and do fun things together.
Oh my God. So many guys are like, so many guys are listening right now. And what's so funny is it's so hypocritical because guys are always on here talking about cheating, right? But I know so many guys right now are listening and like, oh my God, girls are so evil. Like, listen to her. Like, because here it is, you're talking about your girlfriend. Like, she's got the best of both worlds. You got her boyfriend that she sucks someone else's cock on the side, and then she's got money being paid for him.
And you know what's the funny thing about it? Yeah. There are just as many women doing that as there are men.
Totally. It's the truth. I don't get as many women. That's why I like to get women on because, you know, I don't talk to them as much. But that is the truth. Women are cheating, and it's a lot of stuff that goes on down there. It's so fascinating to me, you know. I was wondering if she would just like pass him along or if he had a friend. But I guess because of your answers that you already thought of that, right? She doesn't know of anyone. He has no friends. He's not looking for a third blowjob from you.
No, she's actually taking care of him pretty well. And at this point, they're so comfortable in their situation. She actually does more than what's required. Like, if she knows she's going to see him, she's buying him lingerie. He's not even into that. Like, he wasn't even into that type of stuff. She's introducing him to new things, like finger up his ass. And she's really just working it all the way around. And I'm like, wow, you're doing a really good job. You deserve it. That $700. Like, holy crap.
Right. Okay, so, but does she know that you want to set this up for yourself?
I told her, and she was just like, you know, if you could find the right person, she was like, you'll have a lot of fun, because it's like, they already have a situation at home that even if it's not great when you guys get together and spend time together, you have fun, because they're not having fun at home. So you get to do fun things with the person. You get to hang out and have intellectual conversations that they would normally have with their wives. You get to experiment with the person. They let you do. She even strapped up and fucked him in the ass.
Right.
That's pretty awesome.
Right.
That, to me, that's like a sign of power. Like, wow. Wow. That's deep.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, this is what's like the sad thing about life. And I think it goes for women and men, that where people can't be who they really are with the people that they're the closest with. Like, you know, like this guy, right? Like, he's probably always wanted to get fucked in the ass with a strap on, and he probably always kept that secret from his wife, and he keeps it secret from her.
And he's been married to his wife for 30 years.
Right, but he can't bring that to the table.
He never gives him blowjobs.
Right.
She never, ever gives him blowjobs, though.
She never would?
I guess that's why she never gives him blowjobs. That's how my friend ended up giving him blowjobs. And then next thing you know, they're a few years in, and he's getting fucked in the ass.
Right, wow. With a strap on. Right, because obviously his wife, if she didn't want to do blowjobs, she probably like wasn't really that into sex. He had all these things going on in his head that he wanted, and he couldn't take it to that relationship, so he had to find it someplace else. And this is just what goes down. I just wish that people could be more open with themselves and then others so that they could keep all that stuff in one place, because wouldn't it just be easier? Like, you know, it's costing him $700 to go let his freak flag fly, but it's probably, I guess, better because he has been with the same person. So it is something new. He also has the best of both worlds, right? Because he really
does. Yeah. He doesn't have any problems with her. Mm-hmm. She's not complaining because right. she's getting what she wants out of the situation.
Exactly.
She also happens to be in a position where she can introduce him to new things sexually that he is not doing at home.
Right.
He's mm-hmm. getting what he wants. He gets to keep his family and his wife.
Right.
And everyone's happy.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So maybe it isn't like the solution isn't to, like, maybe the solution is what I've talked about before is like polygamy. Like a man just needs more than one woman, and maybe women the same thing. I don't know, you know. But,
I just feel like the answer to everything is not always so black and white.
It's true.
Like, it's not,
absolutely.
It's not, it shouldn't be this way or that way.
Exactly.
Sometimes you can find the gray line in the middle that makes it all work out.
Well, every situation is different. That's why I do my podcast, because, you know, you could sort of look at something on the surface, right, and say, oh, that person's wrong for doing that. But if you really talk about them and you hear the whole story, you might feel different, you know, and that's the way that everything is. And I think that you made a really good point. It's like things aren't black or white, right or wrong.
And one other thing that I forgot to say, I'm kind of bi-ish.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that would be another thing that this person...
Oh, that's even
better.
I'm
positive that he wouldn't be doing on a regular basis. So, I mean.
Right. Yeah. So you could bring other women into the mix is what you're
Absolutely.
Saying.
Absolutely. Like, what? Like, why not?
Right. You would probably be able to let your freak flag fly in that situation, do all kinds of things, and...
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like,
so
why
not? So fulfill
some
of your fantasies. Have you ever been with a woman before?
I have been with about 3 or 4 women.
Uh-huh.
But why not experience more? Like, honestly, now my whole fantasy is really to just strap up and fuck someone in the ass.
Really? Because
that
your friend did?
Pretty. Absolutely. She was like, it felt so liberated. She goes, I felt like I had the best bra on of my life. She goes, I felt like I was on top of the world.
Interesting.
She goes, it was a feeling that I never felt before, because it's like, this is what men really feel like when they're really controlling you. And I'm like, wow, I want to do that. Like, wow.
That's so interesting. I've never had the desire to fuck a guy in the ass with a strap on. But I've never
feel
thought
I'm
that
I'm going to feel liberated and in control of the whole situation.
You know? That's so interesting that she... had that experience, like, in that she actually felt not just like sexually turned on by it, but she did feel this sense of like sort of empowerment that maybe women don't feel, because we don't sort of penetrate or violate. So, you know, we're not going inside, right? They're going inside. So maybe there is something to it. I don't know. That's kind of interesting.
She said she was so turned on. She was dripping wet and just giving it to him. I'm like, wow.
Let me ask you this. Does he fuck her? I mean, does he fuck her too or no?
Well, now they've elevated to that. So like the first 2 years, they strictly did blowjobs. But now they've elevated to like him just eating. They haven't had vaginal intercourse, but he's eaten her pussy. She's fucked him in the ass. They haven't graduated all the way to that yet. I don't know why, but hey, it's none of my business, so I'm just getting the gory details of the good part.
Right, okay. Right. And she doesn't care if she gets off whatever way he'll go goes down on her, so she gets off that way. Because, I mean, if she's dripping wet from, like, screwing him in the ass, right, she's going to want to come afterwards, right? So
and if she does, she does get off. That was my question, too. I'm like, does he make you come? She goes, yeah, he eats my pussy until I come. I was like, wow.
Wow.
He's a trooper.
Yeah, wow. So, yeah, so your girlfriend has really... made you jealous and you want her exact situation. And listen, I think, you know, a guy that's looking for a side thing in a way is going to want to do those things that maybe he's not comfortable doing with his significant other. And if you're really open and talk to him like you are with me, that like you're really open and are looking to explore that stuff too, like I think a guy would be really lucky to find you, you know, and you both would be really happy. You just got to find that guy.
I think he'll be really, really happy.
Yeah, and I have to say, you stop thinking that it's so hard to find. There are a lot of guys that are looking for a stress-free sort of situation that isn't a relationship, you know, because relationships are really difficult, and most likely these guys already have one or they're not interested in it, you know? So if you could give a guy like all the sexual pleasure he wants without any of the emotional nonsense that they can't fucking stand from women, you know, you're going to make a guy really happy. A lot of guys are looking for that exact scenario. You just have to go out and be where those guys are. And like I said, they're at the places that it costs, you know, $20.
They're at the places I have to start going.
You have to. I told you have to invest in your little future, a side job, okay? You have, that means going out and getting a very expensive, really nice outfit, you know, that costs you some money so you look really good and in place that you fit in at one of those places, and you walk in there and you just sit at the bar and let guys talk to you. And you will eventually meet a guy that you have a little chemistry for, and it could turn into that situation, absolutely. I wish you luck. I can't wait to hear what happens if you actually take my advice. Or you also, at the same time, if I were you, I put ads on Craigslist and sugardaddy.com and just take your face out of the picture.
I will try some of the, I will try you though, the sugar daddy without the face. I'll keep you updated. I have your email. You have my email.
So yes, Betty Boop. Guys are going to be probably writing into me like, put me in touch with her. I am not a dating service for any
like
kind of
she
thing.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I would never, like, if my friend came to me and said that they wanted to do this, like, I would grill them the way I grilled you. I would want to make sure that my friend wouldn't feel bad afterwards. I actually had a friend once who wanted to solicit one of my friends who had a lot of cash for sex. And he was kind of like, okay, like, what does she want extra month? And it was like sort of talked about in a very casual way. Nothing was ever set in stone. But I felt really weird about it because I started to feel like my friend was doing it for the wrong reason, and she was like a basket case and a nut job, and I felt like right afterwards she would feel really freaked out about herself. But I don't feel that way about you. I think you know exactly what you want. Yeah, and you won't have any kind of conviction.
You can tell your friend I'm not that type of whore that he was talking about. I'm not, you know, just all over the place with it. I've actually thought about this sort of scenario.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know that my friend's pretty logical. I think he was talking about whore just in the sense of like somebody, like if you want to say the definition of that word, the definition is somebody who gets paid for sex, right? So if you're going to talk like in that way, he would say, yeah. Does he look down on you as the whore? No. He believes that the whores are necessary. I just think it's a bad use. I just think it's a bad word to use, right? Because you could say, yes, you are a whore if you're looking for a situation where you give money and you get paid for it, right? But are you a whore in the negative sense? Not if you're not, if you don't feel that way, if you're not doing something that you think is bad and you're doing something that you want and everyone's happy, who the fuck cares? That guy that's going to be with you is not going to think about that. He's going to think of you as a fun piece of ass. And that's it. And that's all you're looking for.
That's
anyway.
Exactly how I want him to think of me as, you know.
Right. I mean, don't worry about him wanting to marry you or date you or think you're like the smartest girl on the planet, because he's not interested in that. He's coming for a piece of ass. And if that's all, if that's what you give him and that's all you care about, then you're not going to be disappointed. And he's not either. Just don't have any expectations of anything more and you'll be fine.
Thank you so much for hearing me out.
No, thank you for calling in and being so honest. I think it's like, you know, it takes balls to sort of put this kind of thing out there, considering so many people are being judgmental. But I think it's awesome.
I was super nervous.
Really?
I was super nervous all day today. I'm like, oh my God.
Doesn't it feel good, though, to get it off your chest and to just really be like, or just really put it out there?
It felt really, really good.
Yeah.
It felt really good.
And wait till you listen to it back.
It felt really good to say it out loud.
Uh-huh.
It felt really good to say it out loud, to what I was thinking in my head wasn't like so totally far-fetched.
Right. No, it's like, listen, how far-fetched is it that your friend has exactly the same, that she has a situation? It actually does exist. And there's probably a lot more women than your friend that have that situation. So it does exist. It's not far-fetched. And because you saw your friend have it and you've been single and you don't want a relationship now, you're like, I want that too. And that's what you want. And so, you know, go out and try to get it, you know, and keep me posted for sure, because I definitely want to follow this story. And you wait till you hear your episode. You'll like it even more. It'll be even more interesting.
Yes. Can you send me the link when you put it up?
I will absolutely let you know when it goes up so that you can listen to it. You'll love it.
Okay. You have my email address if you need anything else.
I do.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous.